Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Merriman. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Merriman steals second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pafko moves to third. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pafko scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with McClish covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal McClish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClish hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-1 in the game. Verben hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Merriman strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirostek for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Kluszewski moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kluszewski scores. Bloodworth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz strikes out. The ball gets by Scheffing. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Bloodworth. He's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Erott now pitching. Cal McClish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClish is 0 for 1 in the game. McClish is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirostek, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. with two walks. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kluszewski moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbin covering, for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton is walked intentionally. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal McClish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClish is 0-for-2 in the game. McClish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. McClish moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Verbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McClish scores. Walker moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Kent Peterson now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with McLeish covering, for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirostek moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirostek scores. There goes Kluszewski trying to get to third. Walker throws the ball into Gustin, who tags Kluszewski for the out. It's 7-5, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. There goes Scheffing trying to get to third. Sauer throws the ball into Hatton, who tags Scheffing for the out. Two outs. It's 8-5, Cubs. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Cal McLeish. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Rush now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller strikes out. One out. Chuck Kress pinch hits for Kent Peterson. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Merriman strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.